Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray, producing and engineering the show, giving us a big thumbs up. Together, Ray and I welcome you to another week of Buckmaster, today being Monday, February the 8th, 2016. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a gorgeous weekend, wasn't it? We're going to begin with our Monday political face-off, followed by very good advice on how to avoid a cold and flu this winter. Hopefully you've been able to avoid it so far. Many of us have not. Jack Chalam, our nutrition reporter, will be along with some great information. We have the Buckmaster Show Live Line, always open for your calls, comments, and suggestions for our guests. The number is 790-2040. We also have a very active Facebook presence. The page is under my name. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Every Monday, Moe sponsors, and we thank him for doing so. Moe and his family sponsor our Monday Political Face-Off, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Parentheses, that means Moe makes house calls. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Bruce Ash is here, one of our commentators today. Bruce, in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, former chair of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. How are you, gentlemen? How was the weekend?
Just dandy, thank you.
Beautiful weekend, and the U of A squeaked out a winner, and the Super Bowl was exciting, so it was fun.
Yeah, the quarterback for the Panthers, he had a tough night, Bruce.
Well, you know, Dick Butkus said it the night before. The way that Denver was going to win the game was to hit him hard on every play. Mm. And they did. Whether he passed the ball, and even if he made a completion, whether he handed the ball off to one of his running backs, he got hit hard every single play. And he looked frustrated from the very beginning of the game when they forced that fumble. It was a great, great Denver victory. And it looks like Peyton Manning may go out, a Super Bowl hero. That's great.
And what I was impressed by is that defense by Denver. And you know, the turnovers made the difference in the game because both defenses were good. But Denver forced those turnovers on Carolina, and that's what the difference the game was. I thought it was a well-played game.
No, it was a nice day. It was a great day. We were out at our new sponsor joining us today. Green Things joins the portfolio of Buckmaster sponsors, and that's a great operation. Bruce, I know you've been out there. They've got 13 acres. It was 4. They've expanded it to 13.
Right. I go out there a lot. Mm-hmm. It's probably my primary source for new plants in our garden at home, and our company buys from them. They are great people. They work super, super hard, and it's just, you know, it's nice to be doing business with a local hometown company. These are people who have been around here for a long, long time.
And yeah, Paul, you were sharing something about you need a mesquite tree.
Yeah, okay. I think I'll go there and see what they got and buy one.
I hope so. Okay. The news, this had been, Dan Scheer, our friend at Green Valley News, had three sources that reported this early in the week last week about Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll retiring from the board after 20 years of service. One of his quotes in the Arizona Daily Star, Paul and Bruce, this is Mr. Carroll quoted to the Star, "It used to be a big tolerant tent. Now the intolerance and bloodletting seems to have become the standard operating procedure of the Republican Party. I think the style of some of the current candidates and politicians lacks statesmanship. Bruce, your comment.
Well, look, Ray Carroll has done a fabulous job as a Pima County supervisor. He's an honest politician. He's a guy who knew how to get a lot of stuff done, even though he was in the minority. There wasn't one moment of his what will be 20 years, when he leaves office next year in 2017, there's not one moment that his colleagues have ever allowed him to serve as board president because they know that he's a conservative. Yeah, there have been some tension, and there is tension, within the Republican caucus there. It ought not to be. Allie Miller has been a positive voice for the Republican Party on that board because she has forced Chuck Huckleberry and the administration at County to open up, to share, to work in a participatory fashion with the members of the Board of Supervisors, who should not be a board of onlookers or a board of spectators. And that's really sometimes the biggest problem, I think, with the way that the county is run and the way that the Board of Supervisors run. Ray has had many, many years of hard work with lots of great accomplishments. I wish there was some way that the two of them can, in the remaining months that remain for Ray and his term there, to work together, because they both do have. They may differ on an issue or two, and Rosemont Mine is probably the biggest one where mm-hmm. they do. But they should work together in a collaborative sort of a way to hold county officials responsible and to make sure that the greatest efficiencies take place on a county level.
Paul Eckerstrom, Mr. Carroll also noted in that interview of the Star, he says, an ascendant right-wing anti-government faction of the party with allies on talk radio has come to dominate the battle for the soul of the Pima County GOP.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I know Allie Miller was running somebody against him and creating this situation. Look, Ray is a statesman. That's what I liked about Ray. And Ray was always, I'm on the board of the Tucson Mountain Association. He was always very good on the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan, trying to map out where we preserve beautiful desert and where we can grow. I think we had our differences in terms of budgetary matters. He was very fiscally conservative, which was sometimes a good thing. I mean, I agreed with him on some of those issues. Ray was friendly always to me. I remember in 2004, I was asked why nobody on the Democratic side was running against Ann Day or Ray Carroll. And I said, well, they're both good supervisors. We don't always agree with them, but they represent their district very well. And I think they both had a moderating influence on the board. And, I find it unfortunate that the right wing of the Republican Party, the Tea Party folks, are forcing people like Ray out of politics. Well, and that's my biggest worry, is that we're gonna be so polarized at some point, and the opposition party, the Republican Party, is going to be so far to the right that we aren't going to be able to accomplish things in government on a reasonable basis.
Well, Paul and Bill, let's not blame everything on the Tea Party or what you consider to be radical parts of the Republican Party. The Pima County Board of Supervisors has, for a number of decades, not just a couple of years, but for a number of decades, been torn from both sides of the aisle. We had the Iris Dewhurst, David Yetman contingent on the left, and we've had not just Ms. Miller and Mr. Carroll on the right, but also Ed Moore and others. You know, there's been a fair amount of this going on now for decades, so this is nothing new. It's just that I think today, with talk radio and kind of a 24/7 news cycle and the internet, it just gets played up a hell of a lot more than it ever did before.
And Let's make something very clear. I think one of the reasons Ray is under fire from the right is because his opposition to the Rosemont Mine. And he's doing what his constituencies in Green Valley, which is predominantly his district in terms of most of his district, and the east side of Tucson wanted, because their water source was threatened by that mine. And there's nothing wrong with representing your constituencies like that. And whether you're Republican or Democrat in that part of town, I think people really supported Ray because of that. I think Ray would have won a re-election in the primary against Allie Miller's Tea Party opponent, but I think he just was tired of fighting. I think he was just tired of having to deal with that.
Well, let's make
craziness.
Let's make one thing clear. Ray Carroll is hardly an opponent of mining.
No, he wasn't.
Some of the biggest mines anywhere in the country are located in his district. Just in the past couple of years, on the other side of Mount Lemmon, which also was a part of his district, there was a very significant mine that was approved there. So,
I agree with you on that. There was an honest
disagreement in terms of the legitimacy of the company promoting the Rosemont mine and their plans for development of that mine. I'm on record publicly as not supporting Ray on this. I think the mine has far more pluses than negatives, but they're going to have to get approval from county as well as federal and state officials before that ever happens.
Marla Clausen is going to be running in that district. She is one of the candidates that Allie Miller is supporting. Mm-hmm. And there is Steve Christie, the longtime auto dealer, has talked about perhaps getting involved. There's been some rumors that he might get involved. This is going to be an interesting race, isn't it, Bruce?
Look, I believe in debate. I believe that this is great to vet candidates and make sure that we are getting the best nominee for the job. And I think the Democrats are going to be hard-pressed to find a candidate who can step up and compete with whoever our nominee happens to be.
Well, those are Republican. That's a Republican district, so it'd be difficult for a Democrat. I suppose a Democrat could pull off a win if a Tea Party nominee is in there. But
Republicans, Paul, they don't run as Tea Party.
I just bemoan the loss of who I think is a great statesman and served our county very well in that position. That was Ray Carroll. We've always been friendly. We've had disagreements, but generally he did what he thought was right for his constituency almost every single time.
Marla Clausen will be our guest actually at 12:30 on Wednesday, so she'll be here, so we'll hear from her. And we're going to take our break right here on the Buckmaster Show. We will be back. Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash with us on our Monday Political Face-Off. Perhaps you would like to make a comment or join us, 790-2040. We'll be right back.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs.
Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It's the Buckmaster Show on a Monday afternoon, our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Let's go to the live line. Richard has been waiting to talk to us, to Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash and me, Bill Buckmaster. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. I just wanted to thank Ray Carroll. You know, I greatly appreciate his effort to fight the Rosemont Mine over the years. I appreciate his effort to hold down taxation. And his dedication and service to the county and to the people has been outstanding. Nobody's perfect. I don't agree with anybody on everything at all. So I think Ray did a great job. And I think the Rosemont Mine water issue points also to a greater subject that, you know, the future, I believe, successful cities and states will be the least polluted. The cities and towns with the best water, the best air, and the cleanest jobs. That's the future.
Thank you, Richard. I recall interviewing Ray on the TV show very early on. He was pretty much the first elected official locally to come out against the Rosemont Mine.
Yeah, and that's because his constituency in Green Valley and on the east side of Tucson, their water source could very well get polluted and or depleted by the Rosemont Mine. And I think he was just, I think he was listening to his constituents, which is the number one thing a politician or a political leader needs to do. And I give him great credit for that. I also give him great credit for helping map out how we grow in this town and still preserve our beautiful desert. And I give him credit, even though I didn't agree on everything, on his fiscal conservatism with the budget. And we need more people like Ray in politics. Let's put it that way.
Paul and Bill, I want to point out in Ray's defense, perhaps, and really not so much in Ray's defense, but just in defense of the facts, there's a lot of talk about water with respect to a Rosemont mine. Copper mines use a lot of water.
Sure. Yep.
Copper mines combined don't use as much water, however, as all of the pecan farms that we have.
That's true, too.
And general agriculture to boot. Copper mining is an enormous factor in Southern Arizona's economy. And yes, I think there probably are greater legitimate concerns about water quality that might come as a result of the Rosemont Mine. That's probably the biggest issue with the EPA and with others, mm-hmm. that have to be flushed out. That's a bad pun, sorry. But in terms of water use, let's be very, very clear. It is pecan farming that is the overwhelming, the dominant user of water resources in that neck of the woods. And I think that that's part of the issue is the public relations that those folks have been doing for years to blame water problems, not where the fault lies on the farming business, but on the copper mines.
Well, and I understand that you know there's agriculture that's already existed there and has been using the water, and you're right, it's the heavy user. But copper, the Rosemont copper mine in Green Valley could deplete their water source. But more importantly, in the Cienega watershed on the east side of Tucson, you could get the Tucson water basin polluted by that copper mine. And that was the big issue,
that
I think.
That has to be resolved.
And I'm not against copper mining. I think it's a great thing for southern Arizona. But, you know, sometimes you need to say no when it – and Ray was courageous enough to do that, which I give him a lot of credit for.
What do you think Ray's legacy will be, Bruce Ash?
Well, I'll point out one that I think is very important, is the work that was done while he was supervisor to change the whole Pima County Hospital setup. There literally are hundreds, if not thousands, of what otherwise would be county employees on the county payroll. More importantly, county employees with pensions that have been earned, potentially costing this county hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars over the next decade or so. And that's one thing that, you know, when we look at fiscal as well as just good political policy, Ray was certainly responsible for.
Well, it was very interesting. I was listening to you on Amel Franzi's show on Saturday afternoon. You were talking about the space, the balloon has been commonly referred to as the balloon venture that the Pima County Board of Supervisors approved. And one of your callers, I think his name is Sean, called
Correct.
And he was saying that company Paragon has been around a while.
They have. The particular balloon venture is a relatively new business. However, Paragon, which is the parent of this company, has been around for a long while. They are major suppliers to the space industry. And there are lots of places around the country who would love to have a company like Paragon here. And we have them. And I think that's a good thing for Tucson. And let's also just clarify on this show as well as we did the other day on Franzi's show. At the end of this term, this venture will pay back every dime that it got from Pima County, the same way that the RTA pays off, the same way that all of these outfits do. This is a good business. I remember very clearly back in the 1970s, early 1980s, when this county, good people, I might also say, said that jobs from companies like Motorola and National Semiconductor and Honeywell were not good jobs because they were manufacturing jobs. Well, you know, now thousands and thousands of those jobs are up in Phoenix and elsewhere that could have been here in Tucson, Arizona. Is this venture going to be the same as what those are? Probably not. But we've passed up a number of opportunities in the past, and I'm glad that this group is a major company. And Sean was right; they're moving, you know, tons and tons and tons, millions of dollars of new equipment to help support Paragon in this new venture as well.
And you know, I don't understand the critique of it. Everybody says this is pie in the sky space stuff.
Yeah, well, balloon rides. They called it a glorified carnival ride.
Right. I mean, you know, it's a business, and like Bruce said, a well-established business, and we've got them here, and we need jobs, we need businesses to move here. And why are we being critical of the Board of Supervisors for that, frankly? I think that was a good move by all the government officials involved in helping that business come here.
And certainly Ray Carroll and the other members of the Board of Supervisors for the most part, have been in support of things that Raytheon has needed over the past several years. And as a community, we have to be thankful for the kinds of jobs that Raytheon provides here in Southern Arizona. They're high-paying jobs. They are very critical jobs, not just to our national defense, but to our local economy and to our success. And there's a lot of competition for those jobs, both in Alabama and elsewhere. And I, for one, am very happy that the Board of Supervisors has gone above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that Raytheon has the kind of growing room that they desire to continue to expand their business and create new jobs. That's what it's about, folks. New jobs means more tax money paid into the kitty so that we can do great things here in Tucson, Arizona.
And Bruce, you will not hear a word of disagreement on that with me. I've always believed that we needed to do a better job of economic development and bringing companies here to give us some of those high-tech paying jobs that are really good.
All right. When Bruce and Paul agree on something, we'll end it right there on a high note. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Pleasure.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lawn Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. We'll be right back with Jack Chalam, who's going to tell us how to try to stay well for the remainder of the winter. 790-2040 for your nutrition questions. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we discuss Proposition 123. That's that special education measure on the May ballot. Also, our arts report with Margaret Regan, the arts writer for the Tucson Weekly. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. As I mentioned at the top of the program with Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, I have a new sponsor welcoming them to the fold of the Buckmaster Show portfolio of fine sponsors to keep this program on the air. And we thank Green Things for joining us. Many of you are very familiar with Green Things. I've been going there for many years. They have expanded from 4 acres. Now they've got 13 acres. They've got nearly 36 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, gardening supplies. They've really got a great location. It's over by the Rito River, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Nutrition reporter Jack Challum joining me now. Jack's been going there for years.
It's a great place. You know, the easiest way to find it is it's in the bend on River Road, just west of Brandy Fenton and Dodge.
And there's all sorts of signs, and they're going to have a new entrance that's even going to be even more convenient as part of this expansion. And it's that expansion almost goes all the way over to River Road. I was over there yesterday with Jan and Jack, the owners, and they're really doing some great things over there. And so this is another really fine sponsor for our program. With all of our sponsors, if I don't believe in the sponsor, they're not going to be on the program. And I believe in them, and I thank them very much. So the best thing to do is go to greenthings.com. That's their website. And the official address is 3235 East Allen Road. But if you need any kind of trees, summer planting, they've got it. Jack Challum joins us now. Jack is the nutrition reporter. He is the editor and publisher of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. It is an independent newsletter that reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies, and it always contains a wealth of good nutrition-related material. Jack is our monthly nutrition contributor to the program. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's based right here in Tucson. He travels the world talking about nutrition. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's the author of more than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome and his latest book titled No More Fatigue. And before, Jack, we get into the current issue of the Nutrition Reporter, I want to talk about what probably everybody's got on their mind that's been living in Tucson. How do I not get this cold or flu? Walgreens puts out a flu cold index. And my assistant, Rosemary Brandt, thank you, Rose, for sending that over to me. It now shows, Jack, Arizona is number one for flu in the country right now. Tucson, the last report I saw, were number four of all major American cities for outbreaks of cold and flu. This has been a big-time flu season.
Yeah, this is very unusual. And as you can probably tell from my voice, yep. I got nailed too.
You did.
And I think part of it is there are just a lot of really nasty bugs floating around this year. And I think some of them, you know, have been brought to town by the annual flock of snowbirds. The other thing that really happens is, infections surge after Christmas and New Year's.
Because we're interacting with a lot of people.
Exactly. And, unfortunately, it's kind of like the gift that keeps giving until the infection episode starts to wane. Probably by the end of February, sometime in March.
Well, my own experience, and I had not had a cold or flu for years, and I came down with something right after the new year. A week duration for that, and that was basically did not start in the throat, luckily, but it was just kind of like in the nasal and all that. I thought it went away. Within a few days later, I had this sinus deal going on. And I keep hearing that this thing mutates, or what's going on with it?
Well, I think there are a couple of things happening. One is when you're dealing with the initial infection, your immune system is really going into overdrive. And part of what it needs to function normally is vitamin C, number one, vitamin D, some other nutrients, but those are probably the two most important. And, you know, basically during that initial infection, we're depleted. If someone measured our blood levels of vitamin C, they'd probably be zero or close to zero.
What happened? Why is the C the target of the depletion when you've got a virus?
Immune cells depend on vitamin C to function.
Okay.
And so that's really kind of like the first nutrient that goes down. And then when we think we're on the road to recovery, we're still in this sort of almost kind of like pre-scurvy state. I hate to use the word,
right.
but we're really running on a deficit at that point. And that leaves us very vulnerable to a secondary infection. And, you know, despite all the vitamin C and vitamin D I was taking, I started out with a really nasty sore throat. And then I could tell my breathing was affected and went to my doctor, got an X-ray, and it was the early stages of pneumonia. So basically 10 days of antibiotics. I'm clear now. But, you know, my voice is still affected a little bit.
Yeah, the voice is kind of the last thing to fully recover from a cold or flu. And, Jack, did you have any kind of IV that was used on you?
Yeah, basically an IV antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the doctors realized, you know, this was a serious situation.
One of my friends on Facebook, who is a singer, was performing after the holidays, and he came home and he had this terrible laryngitis, and he was posting on Facebook today. It's been 2 weeks. He's not had a voice, and he's really starting to panic, and I don't blame him because, you know, he makes kind of his livelihood on his voice.
Well, part of what compounds the problem is we live in a very dry environment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I did was clean out my humidifier and start running it day and night.
Right.
And especially in the bedroom. So I had enough moisture overnight. And anyone who's dealing with this or is at risk, get a humidifier or clean it out. And when you clean it out, use some bleach, then clear it of the bleach, and use water. And if you know, you sense a change in the smell of the water, clean it out again, and clean it out at least once a week, whether you smell anything being off with the water or not.
Ingrid has called us at 790-2040, and she did not have time to stick around to go on the air, but here is her question. She would like to distinguish between a cold and allergies, and that is a terrific question.
Yeah, it is a good question. And, you know, the colds tend to be fairly rapid onset. Allergies tend to have this sort of cyclical quality. So if you are starting to react right now, February is when some of the trees start to bloom here.
Right.
And if this happens every February, then I would probably look at it being an allergy. And there are some supplements that can help diminish symptoms. Quercetin is a natural antioxidant, and I think that helps very, very much in terms of diminishing allergy symptoms. If it's a cold, I think the best first step is actually zinc lozenges, which you can buy at natural food stores or drug stores around town.
There's a product that I have used for allergies. It's an all-natural product, and the product is called Aller-7. That's Aller-7, and it's all-natural product, should be available at any of the health food stores, and that's for folks that don't want to go into like a prescription medication.
Yeah, and the one cautionary note is sometimes you do have to resort to a prescription, and I'd be the last person in the world to take a prescription antibiotic, but I really didn't have much choice.
Now, if you do come down with something, or if you're in that stage where it looks like it's irreversible, the elderberry is a really, really good kind of tonic that can be used. Even after you get the symptoms, it really can keep it from perhaps even going into pneumonia.
Yeah, it's something I take. And, you know, given the supplements I take, especially this time of year, I mean, really, it had to have been a nasty bug to nail me. And basically, it really gave me a clear idea in terms of what people are fighting out there. It's not your average year in southern Arizona.
And before we take the break, and again, it's 790-2040. If you have had this stuff that's going around, maybe you've got some tips for our listeners on something that worked well for you. 790-2040. There are only so many cold viruses that have been identified. I don't know, it's a couple hundred. So if you do have the cold virus, it's not necessarily something it couldn't be really something you've had before, a particular virus.
Not in terms of viruses.
Okay.
But every year there's a whole new crop of cold viruses. They do mutate.
Okay. We'll take a break right here with Jack Chalom. We're talking about what is on everybody's mind, trying to stay well this winter. We'll be right back with Jack. 790-2040 for your questions and comments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment.
Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back to Buckmaster. Mr. Bill Buckmaster here, talking on the radio on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, but not just over the radio, but in the internet with the computer through KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. You click on my website, we kick you over to KVOI.com. But the point is, you hear the program anywhere in the world, live streaming. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do over there. You can, this time of year, the winter birds, they've come from all over North America. They have converged. They have good taste in southwest New Mexico along the beautiful Gila River. So check that out when you go over to Silver City, and there are great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. Find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org. The nutrition reporter Jack Chalom is with us. Jack is one of 24 regular contributors to the Buckmaster Show, and Jack knows New Mexico. Jack, along with being an expert in nutrition, he's a great photographer. Nikon used one of his images in their annual calendar. That shows how big time Jack is. And I think his image, in fact, I know, was in New Mexico.
Yeah, it was. It was White Sands.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jack Chalom, you've got some stuff coming up we want to talk about. You've got a, is it an op-ed piece coming up?
Yeah, I've got a commentary that I was told this morning will be in tomorrow morning's Daily Star. Mm. It's not about nutrition. Mm. I'll keep the subject kind of like a secret for now, but pick up the newspaper if you don't get it delivered.
Well, if it's not about nutrition, could it be about politics?
No, you don't want to say. Not really about politics. It's picking up on a story that was in the Daily Star about a week ago.
Okay. Jack Chalom in the Star, and then you're going to be traveling. I know you travel the world talking about nutrition. Are you going back to Japan?
Probably in the fall, but in April, I've got a couple of speaking gigs in London, one of my favorite cities in the world. Along with Tokyo, by the way. Mm-hmm. One is for a what they call a master class. It's really kind of like a full-day nutrition seminar with some other experts. And then the next day, another presentation at a natural foods trade show in London.
Well, you got to keep your health up because everybody knows traveling can be... Well, it can be difficult on the immune system.
It can be. just the time difference, the lack of sleep.
Yeah. The Nutrition Reporter is Jack's monthly edition of Looking at Nutrition. Lead story, two people may respond very differently to the same exact food. This was some interesting research.
This is one of the most interesting studies to come out in a long time, as far as I'm concerned. It sort of reminds me of the adage, one man's meat is another man's poison. Uh-huh. And what's interesting, coincidentally, is it's on the 60th anniversary of a book called Biochemical Individuality by Dr. Roger Williams. And Dr. Williams discovered some of the B vitamins. He was at the University of Texas. And so this story really kind of like picks up on what Williams was writing about back in 1956. And what the researchers did was take a group of 800 people, and they measured their glycemic or blood sugar responses to almost 47,000 meals. Mm. This was over 1 week. And they found out a number of things. One, a food's ranking on the glycemic index, which is often used to calculate how our blood sugar responds. It was more about the individuals than the food. One example was some people had a real spike in blood sugar after eating bread. Other people did not.
Wow.
Another case, a woman eating tomatoes, a quote-unquote healthy food.
Yeah.
Her blood sugar shot through the roof.
Whoa.
But other people did not.
Huh.
Another example, people who ate bananas had a shot up in blood sugar, but not after eating the same number of calories from cookies. And so one thing the study did was really throw the whole glycemic index out the window. Mm-hmm. It's really about individuals more than foods. And if someone eats a food, for example, that makes them sleepy within about 30 minutes, that's a problem food for that individual. A lot of other interesting things that came out of this study, the researchers used the phrase carbohydrate sensitive or carbohydrate insensitive to describe a lot of people. There were changes in our gut bacteria that tracked with blood sugar levels. And what they really were directing toward in the study was what they call personalized nutrition, which I think is really the smartest way to go. Basically, one size does not fit all. And we're very individual in our responses to food. And that's why Dr. Roger Williams called his book Biochemical Individuality. We're biochemical creatures.
Very interesting stuff. Roberta would like to ask a question. Hey, Roberta, how are you?
Hi. Well, I've got a couple issues going on here, and I would sure like some help nutritionally if I can.
Okay, real quickly, Roberta.
Okay. The first one is I seem to have a nerve entrapment in my arm and affecting my fingers and my thumb and going up my hand and my arm, especially the outside of my arm. And it happened from a chemical exposure when they were doing road work by my house. It happened once before, and it took 10 months to cure it. Well, the doctor thought it would take a year, and is there anything that I can speed up the healing of it with?
Well, I think basically nutritionally, I would fortify with vitamin C just to kind of like promote the body's own healing capacity.
What was the other question real quickly, Roberta?
Okay. What would you do for edema?
Edema.
I would look at food sensitivities, chemical sensitivities, because these are often things that trigger allergy-like or sensitivity-type reactions. And you mentioned chemical sensitivities. So I'd probably say try to clean up the home environment in terms of possible contaminants, which could range from new carpeting to cleaning compounds.
How about creams? I know I've used something called wheatgrass cream. It's been really successful.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with
edema,
that.
Edema is like a skin thing, right?
It's basically water retention.
Oh, okay.
And
Maybe I'm confusing it with like a real dry skin condition.
Yeah, you might be thinking of eczema.
That's what I was thinking. Well, wheatgrass is good for wheatgrass cream is very good for that.
I know that. I won't deny it. And so I'd look at this whole kind of like sort of chemical reactivity.
Okay. Issue. Jack, where can we get the Nutrition Reporter?
More information at nutritionreporter.com.
And we will look for your op-ed piece in tomorrow's Arizona Daily Star.
Yeah, that's Tuesday, February 9th.
Okay. Jack Chalom, he is the Nutrition Reporter, and he joins us once a month here on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much, Jack. And you're on the road to recovery.
I'm getting there. My lungs are clear. My voice is catching up.
You're going to be great by the time you get on a plane to travel overseas. You've got some time there. All right. The Buckmaster Show. Thanks again, our new sponsor, Green Things. And also, we remind you, we have 6 hours of local talk here. And it continues this afternoon, 4 to 5, with the For Tucson Show. Ray Allen will be producing that. Mike Shaw will be hosting it. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, The Daily Double with Christy Simone, and a different guest host every day. That comes on from 8 to 9. And Sean McCluskey, our friend Sean, is on with his show now, calling it The Talk of the Town from 9 to 10. Then me, Mr. Buckmaster, Bill Buckmaster, back with you, 12:04 for The Buckmaster Show. Until then, from Ray Allen, have a great afternoon.